Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Tuesday, June 8th, and this is Los Angeles Council 12 volunteer Sean Washington reporting. On Monday of this week, AFA participated in a press conference called by Congressman Luis Gutierrez in order to focus conversation on worker and passenger concerns and the United Continental merger. The congressman did not speak out against the merger, but rather stated that it must be clear how the merger will affect workers and passengers. He also said that the airline management should follow through on its promise to workers and bargain in good faith for fair contracts. The Airline Pilots Association, the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, and the Chicago Labor Federation also represented workers at the press conference. Chicago AFA Council 8 member Christine Schlegel moved the crowd when sharing her family's sacrifice, as she represented all of us with her personal story and the need for a new contract. As part of her remarks, Christine stated, quote, "My new contract was due to be in place by January of this year, but management is still proposing even more concessions at the negotiating table, forever addressing flight attendants as a cost item rather than valuable contributors we are. The merger announcement would not even be possible without my hard work and sacrifice. The merger agreement spells out clearly how it will benefit the executives, but I do not have any assurance of job protections, continued service to our communities, or fair compensation for our work. This used to be a good middle-class job, and I believe it should be, and it can be again. The merger should work for everyone," end quote. The congressman promised to bring our story to his colleagues on Capitol Hill. Christine's full statement from the press conference is available on our website. Join us for our Contract Now rally this Thursday morning before the annual UAL shareholder meeting. Show up and spend the morning in solidarity with your flying partners and other frontline workers as we make it clear to United Management, Continental Management, UAL shareholders, and the media that our sacrifice made it possible for this proposed merger. We won't wait any longer to get the contract we have earned. We need our contract now. Meet at 7:45 a.m. for a briefing at the parking lot on Lineman Road and Dempster Street, just north of the training center. Everyone is contributing a little something to make this event work. The most important thing is to show up in uniform, but if you are able to contribute to the event with rides, food, or chairs, please let the planners know at contract2010ord@united.afa.org. It's fitting that we'll be rallying for the future of our careers at the same place where for most of us our careers started. We look forward to seeing you there. We are getting word that the strike fund vote ballots are arriving at international addresses this week, as we have a month left before the ballots close. If you haven't received your ballot or you have questions about the voting system, please call the AFA Membership Service Department at 1-800-424-2401, extension 706, between 9:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. The United MEC Voter Helpline is also open for assistance at 1-800-624-3907, extension 546. These are the only two numbers to call if you need assistance with your credentials to vote. If you haven't had the opportunity to vote yet, pack your strike fund mailing with your personal activation code on your next trip. There will be members of the Flight Attendant Negotiating Network volunteering their time in various domiciles to field questions about the strike fund vote and to assist in the voting process. Voting instructions are posted on unitedafa.org. The ballot is being conducted by the third-party vendor BallotPoint. This is the same electronic voting system that is used by the National Mediation Board, several other unions, and other agencies. The company is well respected for its strict adherence to Department of Labor regulation and enforcement. Today marks the 152nd day past the amendable date of our contract. Negotiations are serious business. Negotiating from a position of strength produces a better outcome. When casting your vote, consider the powerful message you will send. Make it clear that you are ready to do whatever it takes to get an industry-leading contract. We are taking a decisive step forward and how we approach negotiations from here forward. We are changing the dynamic at the negotiating table and forever changing the way that we approach negotiations for a better future. Even as we continue to work with the mediators and welcome their involvement in facilitating talks for a new collective bargaining agreement, we must be prepared for the possibility that a credible strike threat or actual strike is the only way to force management to negotiate the contract that was promised after our sacrifices saved our airline. We all know how quickly a month can get away from us, so don't wait to cast your vote. Read all of the information. Ask your local council any questions you may have, and then dial 1-877-AFA-VOTE to exercise your ballot. There were no negotiations last week since management refuses to meet outside of the mediation sessions. Our negotiating committee has been busy compiling and studying the results of the latest negotiations survey and prepare for the next mediation sessions that will be held in Chicago next week, beginning June 14, 2010. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.